Henry! Henry Aldrich! Coming, Mother!
That is the Aldrich Family of Empire, written by Clifford Goldsmith. Thing about the teenage time of your life is the fact that you can experience it twice. Once in your own growing up, and more or less continually thereafter, in the misadventures of your own or your neighbor's Henry Aldrich. The scene opens in the Aldrich living room. The time is evening.
Sam, I don't think you're looking at this from Henry's point of view.
You're quite right, I'm not. I'm looking at it from Mr. McCall's, or whatever his name is, point of view. And if you'll remember, Alice, I advised Henry in the first place not to take that job unless he was sure he could stick to it.
Well, dear, that's the whole point. Henry isn't working tonight because he isn't supposed to work. He's taking Eleanor to the spring dance at the country club.
Yeah? Well, then what's all the fuss about?
Well, there isn't any fuss. Mr. McCall down at the drugstore phoned a few minutes ago and wanted to know where the bicycle is.
The what?
The bicycle Henry delivers packages on.
You mean he's lost it?
Oh, no, Sam. Of course he hasn't. The bicycle is right out on the front porch.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, nothing, dear. Except that Henry didn't understand that he was to return it tonight. And don't you think Mr. McCall could be reasonable and let him bring it back tomorrow? Because there isn't any other way to get it back. Is there?
Alice, you aren't by any chance leading up to the suggestion that I take the bicycle back, are you?
Why, dear, that hadn't even entered my head. Would you want to?
I would not. And Alice, if his employer wants that bicycle, Henry should take it to him, no matter how far it is.
But, dear, do you think his employer realizes that Henry is only young once, and that this is one of the most important dances the club is having all season?
No, I don't imagine he does.
Do you?
Do I what? Yes, I realize a boy is young only once, and a man reaches my age only once. And I'm going to sit in this chair and read this paper and not deliver any bicycle.
Mother, are you so busy to fix my necktie, please?
Oh, no, Henry. Sit down on the arm of this chair while I straighten it.
Okay. Did I just hear you and Father talking about Mr. McCall's bicycle?
You did.
Well, look, Father, be sure to remember this. When you first push back on the brake, your feet will go all the way around once, but the second time around, you'll stop. At least you'll usually stop.
I won't stop at all.
You won't? You mean Mother didn't have a chance to explain things to you?
Henry, if I gave you the impression that I was going to ask your father to take that bicycle back for you, I'm afraid you misunderstood me. So I'm going to ask Mary to do it.
Mary? Mary isn't even here.
Well, she will be. She'll be back any minute.
Well, are you sure? Because I feel very responsible for that bicycle. And Eleanor. And the dance.
Well, you haven't one thing to worry about. Now, you run upstairs and put your coat on.
Yes, Mother, sure. Thanks very much.
Oh, Sam, did you see that?
Did I see what?
How conscientious he is. Well, he wouldn't even put his coat on until I assured him that Mary would take care of the bicycle.
All right, Alice, just so Mr. McCall gets it back tonight.
Oh, Sam, you talk as though retaining a bicycle were the most awful problem in the world.
Mother!
Oh, yes, Mary, I'm coming.
My goodness, Mother, look at what I've just done to my brand new stockings.
Mary Aldrich, how did you do that?
On that old bicycle out on the front porch. And, Mother, I was planning to wear these stockings to the dance tonight.
Well, Mary, you didn't tell me you were going to the dance.
Well, Mother, don't you remember I told you at breakfast this morning, and I'm late as it is.
Well, you mean you haven't time to...
I haven't time to what?
Oh, nothing, dear. You're only young once. Go on up and get your clothes changed. I've got to put in a phone call.
Number 10.
Elm 232.
Elm 232.
Mother, don't you think it'd be all right if I tell Henry he has to pay for these stockings?
Mary, Henry only earns 50 cents for a whole afternoon's work. And those stockings cost 98.
No, Mother, they cost $1.15.
Well, that makes it worse, aren't you ashamed?
Hello, Mrs. Brown speaking.
Oh, hello, Elizabeth. This is Alice. Is Homer there?
Why, just a minute, Alice. Homer, you're warm on the telephone. Alice, why are you on your way down? I want to ask you. Did you know about the Allisons' party?
The Allisons? Are they giving a party?
Yes, dear. I understand they've invited scads of people.
Really? When is it?
It's tonight.
Tonight, Elizabeth? Well, aren't you invited?
No. you won't eat it.
No. Well, I guess you and I just aren't included.
Well, isn't that terrible? Oh, I'm not surprised about myself, Alice, but after all, you've entertained the Ellisons.
Well, that's the way things are, Elizabeth. You never know.
Oh, isn't it, Alice? It's over. Hello. Oh, well, can't you say hello, Mrs. Aldridge? I didn't know it was Mrs. Aldridge. Hello, Mrs. Aldridge.
Hello, dear.
Mother, could you be lacing my shoes? How are you, Mrs. Aldridge?
Homer, how would you like to earn a little money?
Some money? Why?
Well, it won't be very much, but it'll probably come in very handy.
Okay, sure. When do you want me? Tomorrow morning?
No, dear, tonight.
Tonight?
Yes, dear. You can do the whole thing tonight.
Well, I'm not working tonight, Mrs. Aldridge. I'm meeting Agnes at the country club.
You're going to the dance? Well, are you sure you wouldn't like to do just one little errand?
Oh, gee, no. I've got to save myself to dance.
Well, I suppose you're only young one.
What's that?
Nothing, Homer. Goodbye, dear.
Mother!
Oh, come here, Henry. I'm afraid I have something I have to tell you.
You have, Mother? Oh, wait, how do I look? How do you like my hair this way, huh?
Henry.
Gee, I can't begin to tell you how much I appreciate your fixing things up for me. Are you sure Mary will be back in time?
Mary's already back. The only thing is...
Boy, Mother, there isn't another guy in this town who has a mother that... You know what I mean?
Well, Henry, you don't have to hug me quite so tight.
Oh. So what was it you wanted to say to me?
Why, nothing, dear. You go right on and have a good time.
Okay, good night, Mother.
Good night, and don't stay out late.
Okay, and you explain to Mary how responsible I feel about that bicycle.
Well, hello there, Mrs. Aldrich. Don't tell me you're out wheeling a baby this time of night.
Good evening, Mrs. Hooper. No, this is a bicycle.
A what?
A delivery bicycle. It has a sidecar.
Oh, yes. Well, I recognized your face, but I couldn't place the sidecar.
I'm just bringing it over here to Mr. McCall's drugstore. It's very good exercise.
Is there something I can do for you, madam?
Why, yes. Are you Mr. McCall?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I've just returned your bicycle for Henry Aldrich.
Hmm? Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, where is Henry? I got a couple packages for him to deliver.
Tonight? Well, I didn't know he was supposed to...
Why did you think I wanted the bicycle? I understood the boy was responsible.
Mr. McCall, let me make one thing clear. Henry feels most responsible about his work here.
Yeah? All right. Can you get him on the phone and tell him to come down here?
Well, I'm sorry, but he left the house before I did.
Yeah, you his sister?
His sister? Why, I'm his... Do I really?
Yes. Look, I've got a new store here, and I am trying my best to please my customers. A couple orders come in, and I promise them, and then your brother lets me down. Now, what am I going to do?
Well, if Henry's going to be put in the position of... You mean I really look like... where do the packages go?
You mean you'll take them out for me?
Well, I'll...
There's $1.42 on this ice cream and 90 cents on this cough, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and look out for the brake on the bicycle.
The bicycle? Oh, you don't mean I have to ride it, do you?
Lady, do you realize how far you have to take those packages?
Well, my goodness!
Hello, McCall's Pharmacy.
This is Mrs. Ellison. May I ask about my ice cream?
This is who?
Mrs. Ellison, over on North Street. And I have a whole dining room full of guests waiting for that ice cream you promised to send over.
Yeah, oh, yes, Mrs. Ellison. The girl just left with it.
Gee, Eleanor, this sure is a swell dance. Boy, am I having a good time.
So am I, Henry. I never had a better time in my life.
Hi, Eleanor.
Hello, Homer.
Can I have the next dance with you?
Oh, I'm sorry, Homer, but I promised it to Henry.
You have? Boy, am I having a bum time. What's the matter, Homer? Agnes. You know what she did? She was so anxious to get here, she ran out of her front door and rolled right down the steps. So she had to go back and change her clothes all over again.
Really?
I'll see you later, Homer.
Hello, Mary.
My sister?
Yes, there she is.
Was she coming here?
Eleanor.
Oh, Mary, did you have any trouble with that brake?
With what brake?
Well, didn't you notice how your foot slipped off the pedal the first time?
My foot what?
Mary, don't you know? The bicycle.
I certainly do know about it. I tripped right over it, and you owe me a brand new pair of stockings.
I do? Just for taking it back to Mr. McCall?
The bicycle, the bicycle. Didn't Mother tell you?
She didn't even mention it, Henry.
Oh, boy.
Henry, where are you going?
I'll be right back, Eleanor, just as soon as I get something straightened out. Homer. Hey, Homer.
Why, Henry?
As long as you're waiting around for Agnes, how would you like to earn 50 cents?
Alice. Alice, are you upstairs? Alice. Hello, Sam Ollie speaking.
Sam, this is Alice.
What's that, Alice? When did you leave the house?
Why, quite a while ago, dear. And, dear, I hate to bother you when I know you're reading your paper, but I'm afraid you'll have to come over and get me.
Get you?
Yes, I have a flat tire.
You mean you took the car?
Oh, no, dear.
You what?
Nothing, Sam. Just forget it. Goodbye, dear.
Janice, what are you talking about? Alice, where are you?
Hello, can you hear me, Mother?
Yes, Homer, and I'm sorry, but your father says he absolutely won't help you out.
But, Mother, doesn't he understand what's happened? Henry gave me 50 cents, provided I go over to his house and get a delivery bicycle he has and take it to McCall's drugstore, see?
Yes.
And just after I took the 50 cents and bought some punch with it, who do you think showed up?
Who?
Agnes, with a different dress on. And before she'd even dance, she had to have some punch. Boy, she went right through 20 cents. And I wondered whether Father wouldn't be willing to deliver that bicycle for me, provided I give him part of next week's allowance.
You're afraid Agnes will be hurt if you leave.
Well, sure, wouldn't you be?
Well, dear, I'll have a talk with your father. Only he has his shoes off, and you know what that means.
Yeah, but, Mother, you know how to handle him. She was, all you have to do is talk to him the way you do, and you can get him into his shoes.
Now, don't worry, dear. You go on with your dancing. After all, you're only young once.
Doing.
Harriet, you're just the person I want to see. Could you take this package of ice cream into the Allison's house here?
What are you doing?
Delivering packages.
Packages? For the poor?
Harriet, the Allisons are giving a party in there, and I have got their ice cream, and I haven't been invited, and... Well, so you'll just have to take it in for me.
But Alice, I'm late for a bridge party over to Anderson's.
But don't you understand? Dressed the way I am, I can't go into the Allison.
And frankly, neither can I. They'll only think I'm trying to crash their party.
Now, Harriet, do you remember on your 13th birthday when you were too bashful to ask Bill Townsend to your party and I did it for you and you swore you'd do anything in the world for me any time I asked you?
No.
Harriet, if you did,
I did not.
Well, anyway, you're going right over by Maple Street. Could you at least leave this bottle of cough syrup at 227?
Oh, is it important?
It's very important. You see, Mr. McCall just started a new drugstore, and Henry's trying to help him out.
Well, all right. And, Alice, if you don't want to see the Allisons, why don't you just leave the ice cream on the front porch, ring the bell, and run?
Because there's $1.40 due on it. Oh, and there's 90 cents due on the cough syrup. And don't lose it in the bridge game.
Hello, McCall's Pharmacy. Lady, I sent that call, sir, about nearly 40 minutes ago. I've got a new delivery girl, see, and she... What? What's that? Oh, yes, well, when the girl gets there, you give her the other bottle you want refilled and tell her to bring it back here. Forget it. No trouble at all. Goodbye.
Good evening.
Yes. Good evening. Something I can do for you?
Well, could you tell me, have you seen my wife this evening?
Your wife?
Isn't this where Henry Aldrich works?
This is where he's supposed to work.
Well, what I mean is, did my wife bring a bicycle down here?
Oh, you Henry's brother-in-law? How do you do?
I beg your pardon?
I don't want to complain about your wife, sir, but I sent her out with some packages nearly an hour ago.
Some packages?
And I've got some more for her to take out, and she hasn't come back yet.
You mean Alice, my wife?
And what I want to know is what you're going to do about it.
What I'm going to do about it?
I thought your family was the kind that could be relied on.
We are the kind that can be relied on. That's why we're helping you out.
What do you mean by we? I haven't seen you do anything yet.
What's that?
Listen, I'm going out and deliver a couple of these orders myself. You stay here and take care of the store.
What's that?
And if there's anything you can't find, get back!
Ask who?
Eleanor, do you mind if I suggest something?
What, Henry?
Well, let's sit this next dance out.
All right.
Matter of fact, let's go out in the porch and get some air.
All right.
Boy, do I feel good. Ever since I got Homer lined up to take that bicycle back for me. It just goes to show.
What goes to show?
Well, I mean, you've got a job, see, and you're conscientious about it. It pays. Now, I was just talking to Mr. Scott a few minutes ago, and he asked me whether I wouldn't like a job working for him.
Really?
Provided I can give him some good references. Gee, I wouldn't hesitate a minute asking Mr. McCall for one.
Henry, isn't that Agnes Lawson?
Where?
At the end of the porch there in the moonlight. Oh, who do you suppose that boy is?
Hey, let's walk down and see. Wait till I tell Homer. Just wait till I tell Homer.
Now, listen, Henry, you keep away from here.
Homer, is that you?
Come on, Agnes, let's get away from
here. Yeah, but Homer, how about my bicycle? Don't you realize my whole reputation's at stake?
We'll return to the Aldrich family in just a moment. Tonight, Theater Guild on the Air raises the curtain again on another fine dramatic presentation. George Orwell's 1984, starring Richard Widmark. This is another performance by some of the superb actors Theater Guild has teamed up with the outstanding plays of the past and present. Of course, no Sunday would be complete without a visit to those two happy householders, Phil Harris and Alice Bay. This curly-headed wonder of the airwaves can usually get himself involved in something that requires Alice's talented hand to unravel. And then your two regular NBC thrillers, Dragnet and Barry Craig, confidential investigator, come along next. Barry, played by William Gargan, clears up a real thrilling mystery, while Dragnet, with Jack Webb as Sergeant Joe Friday, offers another case history from the files of the Los Angeles Police. So for the tops in radio entertainment, stay tuned to NBC. Now getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Because she's decided her son is young only once, Mrs. Aldrich has consented to run an errand for Henry in order that he may go to the country club dance. The scene opens in the Aldrich front hall. Homer Brown's father is on the phone.
Hello, hello. Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Brown speaking.
Elizabeth, this is Will.
Who?
Will, your husband. I can't find that bicycle of Henry's.
Oh, did you look all over that yard?
I walked into every tree out there, and there's still no sign of it.
Will, where are you now?
I'm in the Aldrich front hall. And Elizabeth, I'm in my house slippers, and I'm standing in water.
In water?
Well, I can't be responsible if they aren't more careful where they put their vases of flowers.
You just happened to find that bicycle. Oh, my dear, Henry was very much concerned about it being taken back.
Yeah.
And he won't enjoy the dance one bit if he knows you've fallen down on him.
Well, I'll give him 10 more minutes, and then I quit. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hello, is this you, Father?
Homer, where are you?
This isn't Homer, it's Henry.
Oh, it is. Well, this is Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown? Gee, was trying to get the wrong number. Goodbye, Father. I mean, goodbye.
Oh, wait a minute. Where's your bicycle? Hello?
Excuse me, but could you give me me some information.
What is it you'd like to know, lady?
Well, have you any idea where number 227 Maple Street would be?
Let's see now. Isn't it this house right here?
No, I was just in there, and they haven't had a cold all year.
What's that?
227 Maple Street ordered this cough syrup, and I'd like to get rid of it so I can go to a bridge party.
How about the house next door?
Oh, I tried that one, too. They said they don't think there is any 227.
Let's see the address on your package.
Here you are.
That's 227, all right. Or 277.
It's what?
And that certainly says Maple. Or is it Marble?
Marble Street!
Don't get discouraged, lady. You're on the right track.
Now then, I'm sorry to keep you waiting, lady. Is there something I can do for you?
Yes, sir. I'd like a chocolate frosting.
A chocolate what?
Frosting.
Oh. That's something to drink, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's made with chocolate syrup, milk, and ice cream.
Yes? Then that's all?
Yes, and then you put it in that mixer.
Yes, well, that sounds easy enough. Now then, lady, we'll get a glass. Ah, here we are.
Oh, isn't that a Sunday dish?
Oh, I see. You want a big drink?
That's right.
Well, now, here, how's this time?
Oh, my goodness, do I get one that big?
I think this is a drinking glass. Couldn't be just an ornament, could it? Now then, let's see. I guess the logical thing would be to start with the chocolate. 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 You wouldn't be interested in strawberry, would you?
No, thank you.
I got strawberry right here. Lemon? That's forever. Maybe they keep the chocolate in one of these bowls. No, that's the cherries. How would you like to have me throw a cherry in?
No, thank you. How about that other bowl?
This one?
Yes, that's what's in that.
Well, I never saw anything like that before. It's sort of a lather.
Isn't that whipped cream?
Oh, so it is. It's been a long time since I've seen any whipped cream. We're both wrong. It's mayonnaise.
Isn't that chocolate right here?
Oh, yes. Good for you, lady. Well, here we go.
My goodness, isn't that quite a lot of chocolate? Are you going to have room for the milk?
Well, if we don't, we'll get another glass and I'll drink part of it.
Have you ever done this before?
Not as a general rule. Actually, I'm a lawyer.
Oh. And you have to take this job tonight.
Well, I have to take it tonight anyhow. Now then, let's see. Ah, here's the ice cream. I wonder what they take it out with.
Wasn't there a scoop?
No, and I certainly don't want to use my hand.
My goodness, no.
Oh, here's the scoop, right here.
Is that vanilla?
Oh, yes. You can't fool me on vanilla. Well, the ice cream won't come out of the scoop.
Well, all you have to do is squeeze that little jigger and it drops right out.
Yes, I realize that. But for some reason... Would you excuse me a minute while I go out and back and see whether I can find a screwdriver?
Good evening.
Good evening. Are you Mrs. Allison's maid?
I am. Don't tell me that's our ice cream.
I'm afraid it is. I was a little delayed on the way.
You were delayed? Wasn't that you I saw standing right out in front of the house for the last 15 minutes?
Yes. I was trying to get some boy to... That is, I'm sorry, but here's your ice cream. If you don't want it, you don't have to take it.
Thank you.
And there's $1.40 due on it.
All right. Now wait right out there.
That's just what I intend to do. Oh, is he?
Yes, Mrs. Allison. He's finally here, and they want to collect $1.40.
All right. Tell the boy I'll be right out and pay him.
It isn't a boy, it's a girl.
A girl?
Yes, ma'am.
Now then, young woman, here's your $1.40 and 10 cents for yourself. Although you've been so long getting here, you certainly don't... Oh, my goodness, is that you, Mrs. Aldridge?
Oh, yes. Good evening, Mrs. Allison.
Oh, where's the young woman I'm supposed to give this to?
The young woman?
The one who brought the ice cream. What did she do, go on back to the store?
Well, I... Well, yes, yes. Yes, I guess you must have.
I'm so glad you decided to come. Where's Mr. Aldridge?
Well, come in.
Oh, no, I couldn't think of coming in. Why not? We'd love to have you. You're just in time for ice cream.
No, thanks, Mrs. Allison. As a matter of fact, I don't know why I came over at all.
Was there something you wanted, dear?
No, just to get the whole thing. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Did you hurt yourself, Mrs. Aldridge?
No, I just fell over my bicycle. Hey, isn't anybody in charge of this store?
The clerk just went around and back again.
Oh, yeah?
He's been mixing in your chocolate frosted for the last half hour. He ran into a little trouble.
Oh. And Mr. McCall, hello there.
I'll be right out.
Let me have a minute. I got to get back home.
Now then, what can I do for you?
Well, here's what I want to ask. That bicycle.
Sam Aldridge.
Hello, Will Brown.
What are you doing in that apron?
Why,
Sam, I can't find Henry's bicycle anywhere. Where is it?
Oh, that's all right. Alice has it.
Alice has it?
She's out delivering.
She's what? Listen, Sam, have you bought that drugstore?
Mr. McCall! Mr. McCall! Oh, my, Sam Aldridge.
Harriet, where did you come from?
Sam, I finally found 227 Maple Street, but the lady says I can't have my 90 cents until I get this bottle filled for them.
What's it for?
I don't know, but I've got a bridge game waiting.
Well, just a minute, Harriet. Hello, McCall Pharmacy. Good evening.
Hello, Mr. McCall. This is Henry.
This is who?
Henry Aldridge. Remember, I've called up to say I resign.
Henry, this is your father.
That's you, Father?
Gee,
how'd I get the wrong number? Goodbye.
Henry!
What about my glass of chocolate?
Just a minute, lady. I'll be right with you. Here, Will, get behind the counter here and give me a hand.
Who, what?
Mr. McCall! Oh, Mr. McCall!
Is that you, Alice?
Sam Aldridge! How did you happen to leave the house in a dirty apron?
You want me to get chocolate all over my suit?
Dear, have you got $1.40? Because if you have, give it to Mr. McCall right away because I'm quitting.
You're what? Hello, McCall Pharmacy. Good evening.
Is this McCall?
It is.
This is Henry Aldridge, Mr. McCall.
Henry, don't you know your own father when he speaks to you?
Listen, Father. I thought you said this was McCall. How do I keep getting the wrong number? Goodbye.
Henry! Wait!
Yes, Father, do you want me?
Why are you quitting your job down here?
Because I've got a swell one with Mr. Scott.
Doing what?
Oh, it's nice outdoor work, mixing cement. Don't you think Mother would want me to
take it? Henry, you're not getting your mother mixed up in any cement.
The years of World War II are beginning to fade in many memories in America. Children are growing up who don't remember the names that made the rest of us shudder, like Pearl Harbor, Iwo Jima, Anzio. It's easy to forget over here. But in Europe, the scars of World War II are still raw. Hunger still stalks the land. Children are starving, and old people are dying from malnutrition. There is one organization that helps in the battle against the war-born hunger, CARE, C-A-R-E. CARE prepares scientifically selected and packed food parcels for distribution overseas. Delivery is guaranteed. And mass purchasing and planning provides the greatest economy. CARE is the best way to send parcels to relatives or friends abroad. And for those who wish to help CARE select families abroad to receive parcels donated for anonymous recipients. If you want to aid the fight against hunger, send your dollars and dimes to CARE, New York. And if you have people in the war-torn land, remember, show them you care through CARE. The Aldridge Family is transcribed. It's written by Clifford Goldsmith. Henry is played by Bobby Ellis, and Homer by Jack Grimes. Mr. and Mrs. Aldridge are House Jameson and Barbara Robbins. Your announcer is Dick Dudley.
Tonight is the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show on NBC.